The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
Just an ordinary day.
She turned to Meek Mill's on house music.
Sister, I heard you say,
hey, 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 I heard you say, hey, hey, I heard you. Yo, 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 yo. What is going on once again? We back in the building with the gang. You already know. Chestnut Checkers, make your next move your best move. I'm in here with your host, Holiday Hove. You already know. In here with the gang. We going around. Let everybody know who in here with us.
Yeah, yeah. It's your boy, Casanova Confidence, aka the Confident One. Let's get it.
Yo, it's your boy, Keys, to get you right back for another one. Let's go.
It's Harvey G. If you pick the white pieces, I heard you go first.
Come Leet. On, yo.
Leet, though.
This nigga, he's the fucking one. Yo.
Yes, you already know. If you don't know, if you ain't feel the vibe by now, bro, this is going to be one of those, yo. It's going to be one of those, yo. Where this boy?
Oh, man.
That's your boy Lee Harvey Oswald over there.
I ain't even asked.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
man.
That's
going to be Jeffrey Dahmer's for the holidays, man. No happy Veterans Day to Lee Harvey Oswald.
What?
He said happy. He was a veteran, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Yeah, you Riley. You going to get us cash for yourself.
What? You Kyrie?
No.
You gotta get us all canceled.
Guy needs chat.
Guy needs chat.
Hey, yo, Mark, what the fuck is that?
Guy needs chat. It's all for me. It's gotta feel.
Yeah.
They gotta make
a McNugget.
They got a McNugget. Look like a McSnack rat.
And then roll the snack.
Dust over it. He just speak it. He's a great guy.
Mark, he can never roll it.
At all.
Hey. He said, hey. I heard you say.
Hey,
you gotta get
hey.
It's all about the index finger. You gotta be able to flip that shit.
It's how you roll the blunt. I listened to that so many times, but I still can't.
You don't flip that index finger. It just don't.
Hey, yo, but I came up with a dope topic impromptu, and the topic was if your man's. Let's say, for example, you and one of your friends work at the same job, and he peeps some shit, and you both peep some shit, and basically they call him out on it, and he get fired. Would you stand up for him and risk losing your job?
No.
Or, hold on, wait. Or, would you not say nothing, know that he was right, and keep his job?
I'm a whistleblower. Kyle, you do some shit? I'm sorry, that's on you, bro.
Damn, dude, I know that's your
fault. But these motherfuckers got to pay bills at the end of the day. I'm going to hook you up with some unemployment or whatever you need, my nigga, to get right. Fix your resume.
That shit does matter, but...
All right. Let's not take it for the example of us being who we are right now. Let's say an example of we have money. Like, we're both multi-millionaires.
So you don't need the job.
Right. Basically, you don't need it, but it's more money to add on what you have.
But you still get fired.
Right.
Stand on some right shit, some righteous shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. It depends, but if it pertains to everybody, like it's like what Farrakhan said, it don't gotta be them. It's gonna be who's next. It's bug breaking. Like how they doing, Kyrie? It's basically it could be anybody. So to stand with it, it is the right thing to do because it could be you.
Right.
So it's like fuck it. It's like, fuck it, because...
That's how unions get started.
That's how unions get started. I'm about to say how, like my shit. I could be at a job and they say, I'm not doing this shit.
Hey, yo, Mark,
and they can't, you know, they can't make me do nothing. They can't make me do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's how that shit is. You gotta be able to stand for something, because if you don't, they're going to run over you, bro.
That's a fact.
The way I feel, it automatically gets to a point in a lot of places and a lot of jobs where you get that peak, like where you get the longevity of the job and you get you get tired of that shit. And when they see that, by then they already 50 new hires in, and you just laughing at them motherfuckers like, I ain't doing that shit. Fuck. Y'all go over there and
But it depends, it depends. Because you could be finessing a job.
Oh yeah.
You could be finessing a job. So both of y'all could be finessing it.
Nigga,
word
to the wise. Any, you should, especially if it's like a white owned business, you should be trying to motherfucking get over by all means necessary. You know what I mean? Not to say everybody should.
Yeah, that's what they do.
But yeah, because at the end of the day, nigga, bro, if you busting your ass for a company. For how many ever years, and at the first motherfucking first little turbulence, they fire you, nigga. That shit, it been there. You know what I mean?
It been there. The job I'm at right now,
they don't really value the employees
like that. The dude said I was gonna put in for a couple of days. He said we just need an extra little bit of help. He said, and the same thing he said. He started watching. Like, you trying to do right around the site? You trying to be moving around? Like, what the fuck? You moving fast as hell? Like, boom, boom. The third day, they told me to fire the dude that was showing me around. I didn't do it. I'm like, I ain't firing him. I ain't have any stunt. That next day, he's like, all right, I'm going to fire both of y'all. Because
ain't want to follow instructions.
Listen.
And this nigga.
Hold on. Listen. I'm going to let both of y'all go because we got to fix this leak, the secure leak, and boom, boom, boom. Call y'all back if we need.
Call you back.
I'm like, all right, man, where the check at? Got you. Start laughing. Got you. We're leaving. You can leave at 2:30. You said check. Leave 2:30. We're going to make y'all check. See you tomorrow, Joe. I'll come back. They just want to see my hand was at. Mm-hmm. They want to see where I was at. Like, nah, I ain't.
That be like them. That be like them motherfuckers.
But they knew. We want you to work here. And the other companies say, watch me work. So the other companies are watching. Mm-hmm. There's other companies there. And they like, they all like, that, we want him.
That pretty
we
much him. Like the
we want. We, how do we able to keep him? We going. So now it's like, your stock going up. Now, next you know, I'm running on show. Now I'm performing.
That pretty much be like the motherfuckers that.
That's how I told you. I'm like, damn, hey, I'm like, whatever you want. I'm like, that's okay. I have all that shit out there, bro. Banisters. They just said they have brand new banners. Nah, we don't be there when we want it. We don't want these banners and they threw shit in the garbage. Damn. I said, hey, Pops, I'm gonna get these shits. Just sit home for the banners. They tell me we don't want this shit.
Throw it away and scrap it.
That's a state job. That's that money not going
it's paid
away.
For it's already.
The courthouse. It's that money.
Going in the
never going away.
It's paid for already.
Everything going in the dumpster. I don't need it. I won't want
this shit. Do you not
bro,
understand?
They won't throw anything in the garbage.
You understand the game, though, right?
The concrete game is poured.
Once it starts pouring,
don't stop.
That's it.
They build right on top of that shit.
That's it. Pour it out.
Yo, we'll pour a deck. Pour a deck, they set it. Say you pour that deck by 9 a.m. By 2 a.m., they're building on top of it. They're building the floor on it already. By one, that shit, they put that shit at 9. After lunch, they putting that shit going up.
They building that
shit dry so fast. They put that shit up. You think that shit dry fast, bro? That shit dry fast. They putting that shit up. Next, you know, another floor going up.
When they got it, especially when that truck
the
pull up.
Money's in the pool.
I'm not sure if anyone has been in the construction game, but I'm pretty sure that everyone in this room has played a part in the construction game. When it comes down to that motherfucking concrete.
That's the money.
I didn't have to think about that.
When that truck pull up,
shut everything, shut down.
That shit need to motherfucking get poured. Shit, look, y'all, stop what y'all doing. Help them get that fucking shit poured. Cause once it's done, it's done. And the next truck coming,
Create them, you gotta move that shit. That shit, that's
you gotta move the motherfucking nozzle, the fucking the agitator. Whatever.
You got to pull it. You pull that motherfucker. The right way. You pushing it. You got to push that shit. If we need to push it, we got to push it over there. You pushing that. Push. That shit heavy as hell. You pushing the ground.
The fucking. The cement galoshes.
Nah, I'm talking about the.
Yo, it'd be cold as hell outside. You start doing that shit, you'd be burned up. You'd be sweating. You'd be on fire when you do that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Be it motherfucking a bag of quick
drop. They got some sort of chemical in there that's bad for your skin. It's like real caustic.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Yeah, they got put. You got put vinegar on you. That's why they have vinegar on deck. Like that's a concrete. You got to put the vinegar. That's fuck your boots up. Because they dry your boots up, and then your boots is crack.
This lady was walking. She goes, "Excuse." He's trying to tell like, "Yo, stop." She thought he was trying to holler. She walked right in concrete.
You gotta wash them, but if you're doing construction, most dudes ain't washing their boots like you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Once your boots get that concrete in it,
it's done.
You gotta wash them shits because it'll get into the seams and dry overnight, and then it compromise the shoestrings. So the shoestrings are dry and they start cracking, and then your insulation will crack, and then the water just come on in your shoe.
I had some good boots for construction, bro.
That's from what would you say you? Yeah.
Former, right?
Former guy.
They hire fat people. They fire fat people.
They do. They ageism. Cause they want them over that fit.
If you're fat.
You can be fat, but depend your job.
I know a lot of fat motherfuckers that.
If you're a plumber, that gets the job done. If you're a plumber, I work.
Crane operators.
You carry heavy shit, so it don't really matter. So your body could be a benefit. Dude, that's big. Most of my iron workers, that's 250, 300 pounds. That shit, that's nothing. I can carry that shit. So if I can carry, I know a dude like whole size. That shit, he don't even feel that shit on you.
I got steel work, steel beams, rivets, and all that. Bro, if you have, at the end of the
that's
day, bro,
get in it because it's not. If you can turn a block all night, that shit ain't about nothing, bro.
I don't know, bro. If you can wake
up, the whole thing is show up.
I put it like this. I say this to everybody that listens.
Look at the car.
Bro, you can motherfucking do everything that you think you can do.
You can be a doctor. If you want to be a doctor, you can do it. Just you have to do what you want to do. The thing is if it ain't your interest, it's like when I was young, I had mad options. Yeah. I never knew what to pick. I was good at computers. I was good at fixing shit. I was good at sports. I was good at fighting. I was good at so many things. It's like, something gonna pop. It's just hard to pick one thing, that's why I see my girl, I make sure pick something. Because when you got a talent, it's like when you watch Kanye, he's passionate about making music. So he's thinking passionately. Mm-hmm. So he's thinking the next level. That's why he's just so dope because he's not settling for this sound hard. He's saying, he's remixing his songs while he's making it, and he's saying, add this to it, add that to it, and he's making it so great. It's like when you listen to that Dark Fantasy, even that song with Rihanna. Look at all those artists he got on that song. because he want to eat all the lights, all those sounds, because it made it all work. Because when you hear it together, it's like an instrument. But when you hear it break it down, it's every voice, and it all projected different. It's projected different. It's like Pop Smoke when he rapping. His voice is like an instrument. It projects different.
When he motherfucking does his little. Hello, Moto. For real.
It's the passion you have in your shit. That's why dudes do better than other motherfuckers, because they just go hard at. It's like they say, hard work beat talent. Hard work can't beat talent that work hard. You can destroy. That's why I like to play sports. I destroy people. I'm like, I work hard. Like, I would suck. I'm way faster than you. Way quick. I'm ordering it. I'm going to keep on hard. And I just want to see you break. That's what Jordan is. He want to see you break. When you break, you want to see him off of a break. You're going to push to that limit. They're going to break because they just can't. It's not better than you anyway. They're waiting for you to fold. No, I don't give no breaks. Fuck you. That's what Jordan said about Clyde Drexler. He said he that was better than me. He said he's not better than you.
That's like when,
when you watch my wrestler, you be like, he a beast. You put Jordan right in front of him, you're like, God damn, it changes so fast. The disparity, when you put two people, you put Jay Rice, the best in the league, then Dion guard, I'm like, he can't even move. He like,
Jerry got a little busy on Dion.
Nah, come on, bro. Cut that shit out. Cut that shit out, bro.
He ain't get busy on Dion?
Cut that shit out, bro.
He had a game or two.
He got to the point where the nigga, he had to come over here.
Atlanta.
He had to come over here,
Atlanta,
bro.
Atlanta right. was in the NFC West. But Atlanta ain't even in the West. Atlanta's down south. They played the Niners twice a year. Jay Rice was good. He had no sauce for him. No sauce for him.
I don't know, bro.
Go look it up. He had no sauce for him. Nobody had sauce for him, bro. Nobody. It was that bad. He made everybody look like. You know, Rob Woodson was doing that to dudes. Aeneas Williams was doing that to dudes. It wasn't just Deion. It was dudes that was nasty back then, bro.
No.
It was
Rob, that he Rob, had,
Deion just had the game. No, he had game. It's wrong. Different than being athletic. You can be athletic, but when you're athletic and you got game, you have a whole different tactic.
That nigga Deion did something to the point where.
He was playing a whole different, because he just knew I'm better than young niggas. I know what to do, and I play offense too. I know what you niggas trying to do. I know your keys. I know what. Well, I'm just better than you.
So, just a little off topic, but Derrick Rose, Ja Morant, Elias, who's the best?
I don't know.
I'm taking D Rose.
You're Rose, man, though.
I'm going to tell you why.
That nigga always had the doctor, man.
Before he got hurt, I'm going to tell you why. D Rose got a better game than these niggas.
The AI?
It was just more dominant than AI. AI couldn't do what D Rose could do. D Rose could play defense and D Rose could go to D Rose. Yeah. He could really, really finish at the hoop.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing to niggas. He was doing this to D Wade and LeBron. He was giving it to AI was coming, but D Rose had his whole game could be. Ja Morant, nasty, but when dudes come at him, he's too small, bro. Too small.
Especially,
yeah.
I think Luka Tinker gonna have the game weight. Yeah, and see, this is why we motherfucking have Leto. This is why we have Leto picks. You know what I mean? Because Leto be talking that shit.
You got as new as you when you gain that weight.
But I think Luka Doncic is taking over
the. Now, he a beast. He got game.
He got
money on the floor.
Dude.
He got game. Game is different. Allen Iverson got game.
He be slow cooking the shit out of him.
Dudes who got game, it's different between athletic. It's I can get by you. Because fast is fast. There's a lot of guys who fast. How can I get by you? Why Tyreek Hill, he got game. He know how to adjust. He know how to shift gears. He know how to go from top speed, slow down. It's like driving a car. It's like, you got to know how to. Some people can't do that. Some people go up fast and they can't stop.
All right, so back to the topic, right? Imagine this, right? Like you said, everything, you lose your job over your boy. How about this? If you was a boss and your best worker fucked up and you had to fire him, would you fire him in the beginning of the day or like the end of the week? Or if you pay him every 2 weeks, would you fire him at the end of the week?
You gotta fire him either. You're gonna fire him, Because why wait? Because then you're gonna sit on and think on it.
See?
And then you might not fire him.
There you go. You're talking crazy right now. This is what you need to do.
And this is what
people tend not to do. You're supposed to let a motherfucker know. You know what I mean?
if especially if this is your best worker.
I don't know right now.
If this your best worker, because I'm letting you know, bro.
You're fucking up.
You fucked up. You're not fucking up.
You fucked up.
You fucked up.
Fire your best
I
worker.
I gotta let you go. Bad. I gotta let you go. I'm letting you work. If you come in, you come in. Straight like that.
Me,
if you come in, you come in.
Depending on the job.
I'm just letting you
depends
know.
Honestly, it depends on the job. Mm-hmm.
If you I'm finish a coach, off the day, you're my best player, you finish off the day know. Or the rest of the week
if I'm,
that's on you.
If I'm a construction, just know. My best, if I'm construction, you my best.
You gotta go.
This, you my best.
You're going.
I'm not letting you,
you
go.
You are going.
You're the best. When you gotta do that,
for real.
I'm not letting talent go.
I had a job.
For real.
I had a job.
You gotta do some real wild
it gotta
shit.
Be some old. It gotta be some.
You gotta do shit that I can't. And I'm stern, but I got a lot of leeway. You gotta do shit. I go, whoa, man. I can't now. Nah. I can't even look at you no more. Can't even knock it all out.
Word,
but look, you
had Bird Box.
You gotta have some, because you can't let niggas run over you.
So you got Wakanda.
You can't let niggas run over you, but when you gotta, it depends on what they did. You can't have dudes that's purging at the job, touching on women from 2:30.
So
you can't have dudes like that. You can't have men or women at the job that's too confrontational, argumentative. They gotta, you gotta have a balance. Because, and then they go ahead and get money. We ain't here for all that other shit. So, keep that other shit. You manage
longevity and getting money.
Yeah, if you want to go home, if you mean, go somewhere else to that shit.
Yeah. But that's black-owned business, my nigga. Black-owned business.
Chill out on Rachel for fun.
I'll let you go. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to my bread up.
With a bed.
You got to cut people up if they do something that bad. Yeah. It's like, motherfucker, you got a black-owned business. You got a pack. Motherfucker, run for the pack. You ain't going to run it. All right, bro. I know you ran up the pack, but this time, you do it again. No. You don't do it again. You might give a nigga an inch and take him out. You don't do it again.
Give a nigga an inch and take him out.
Nigga, take him out. You have to have parameters for everybody. That's why most people don't hire their friends. They don't hire their family.
They're not doing this personally.
Because they know friends and family.
It's gonna expect, and you wanna
give your friends leeway, but you're gonna expect they're not gonna call.
Unless your family.
It's an entitlement that's what you create.
That's what you get crazy. But you're just expecting. It's like, all right, I'm gonna give a KO. All right, I'm gonna blaze him up. I'm like, this motherfucker might get up late as hell. He might be high as hell, but he handles his business when he get here. All right, I need you here, KO, do this. At just give me 5 hours.
I need. Some people,
some jobs, it don't take, because most of these jobs don't take, like construction, that shit over by after, like, it's over.
Bro, when I was working at the beach,
you just like this, you just skate like,
you wrapping up and cleaning up and setting up for tomorrow. If that.
You can go from 12:30 after lunch.
Because a motherfucker might 1:30 leave shit.
You can do another half hour.
You already know.
You can go from 12:30 to 1:30.
At that time, niggas leave shit.
2 o'clock will come.
Leave shit.
A rain come.
And you're going to look around and you see nothing.
Leave it. We out.
You go look around.
The truck ain't coming.
Shut it down.
2:30. Some people leave. Because people leave every. People leave a different shift. Some people start early. So you start seeing the shit shutting down. 1:30, you start seeing the job start like this. These motherfuckers start at 6:30 leaving. Then motherfuckers start at 6 o'clock, people leaving. 6:30, people leaving. People that work through lunch leaving. Some people start at 7, working lunch, and they leaving at 2:30. It's like, ooh,
motherfuckers. I remember my first week doing construction.
By the time I'm leaving at,
I'm like, why everybody stop?
Because the higher you go, they'll be like, yo, I came to do just this. And
because
out.
Guys know, because if
we ain't gonna work ourselves out of work, nigga.
Because it's the traffic. If dudes want to be the traffic,
I'm not gonna. At this
point, we're working lunch.
A lot of construction workers don't be living in Jersey City.
They don't live there at all, bro.
I gotta get up out of here.
He traveled 2.5 hours.
Shutting this shit down. I don't know about y'all.
That's light. My brother work up here in Lincoln Train. That's a 2 hour drive back. Hour back and forth.
That's crazy. 2 hours together. Any
driving, bro. I put, like, even when I work, I put all my hours, I put that travel time as part of my day.
Where you driving?
What?
Putting
regular car. What car?
The
Freedom. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Them shit's fast as hell.
That's good mileage. What's that? Like a Honda?
09.
You gotta look at it. Look how far.
Court, right? An
hour a day.
Yeah. That's good money.
2 hours and then you gotta drive.
Yeah.
Plus, that's yeah. Two, so you drive.
Especially going to the city.
That's 3 hours a day.
Keep it up. As long as you keep the upkeep on them.
So yeah, you gotta get up early as hell. You gotta get up early.
You should mass patients.
You gotta get up early.
Got sunroof. Good on gas.
You're gonna get to work early in your traffic.
And it's hella parts.
You up, man.
You know how many people, you know what they say? They say you get a car that's always in the motherfucking junkyard.
Most of them dudes that drop, they ain't got no new cars. They don't rent a good car that
works. Yo, they drive the Civics, they drive the Accords. They drive shit that's unreliable. Always good transit cars. Honda Civics, Honda Accords.
And they good on gas.
Yeah. Always good transit
cars. They always in the junkyard, so you find the parts.
Parts cheap.
What's the gas stop?
Shit.
When we leaving?
He said, when we leaving.
Damn. Okay, you go. Go.
Go. Yeah. My paycheck.
Go.
You've been asleep for the last 13 minutes.
Goma.
You're my paycheck.
Like Denzel Washington in Fences. He was sleeping with his wife, but mad at the same time.
You like Aaron Spears recently.
Hat to the back. Turn your hat around. No. Show Yankee sign.
Oh, it's a Sox
fan. MOB head ass, dude.
Oh no.
Yeah, just like.
What's the next topic, my friend?
I feel like all the stuff going on with in the media and
the anti-Semitism thing?
Nah, I just feel like shit's like all that shit. I feel like shit's starting to get unveiled in front of people's eyes.
Like Farrakhan fuck people up with that. I didn't expect him to say nothing. That shit changed a lot because he was naming names and that got mad. Because he wasn't, he was stating facts. And I didn't hear the whole thing until today. And then he saying Charles Barkley, he's saying Stephen, and he's saying LeBron. And he's saying these dudes' names like, y'all wildin'. Just call him to the side. You don't do that for these people because these people don't fuck with you.
Don't put your brothers.
Kyrie didn't lie. That's why Kyrie said, how can I be anti myself?
And at the same time, y'all feel the same exact way.
They can't say you lying. They will never say you lying. They just don't want you to bring it up because they don't want black people to be part of that religion also. They don't want niggas out here with beards, curly shit, because they don't want you being, that's you, but they don't want that because now they feel that they keep that to themselves.
But we were the original Jews.
We are exactly.
They want us. They want our culture to be excluded.
We
wasn't
so now, and, while
and,
black
and Hebrews,
and all that.
Point,
but at the same time,
if people flock to being Hebrew,
that is our culture too.
The Israelites have always been outside. You people already knew
that's what people motherfuckers fail to realize.
That's why your shit ain't
motherfucking just.
They sent a letter out
just
to
you,
all these countries.
Just yours.
Russia, South America, China. They got a pact. And they said that they said the Jewish people cannot, they're not biologically or historically, they have no say. So they have no say so in this matter. They said Jews ain't even really Jerusalem. That's some made up shit they made up. The people of the black and brown people, this is some real shit. It's the black and brown people, and that's who. That's what we acknowledging as a Jew. We not acknowledging. It's some real shit. This shit really gonna go crazy. Why? They gonna have to give you reparation or it's gonna be real crazy. Cause the other nations gonna put pressure on America to do it.
There's some states
that's America, what it's gonna be. Because they know if you bust that bag down. Germany did it. They giving motherfuckers.
He said states in the United States.
Chicago doing it.
Milwaukee.
Giving people
reparations. Yeah. Reparations out.
Yeah.
Another state just now. Another state. Another state just. Another state just said. Another state just. They just changed. It's no more. No more. You can. They can never use slavery for jail no more. You don't have to work in jail.
Was it Texas or Louisiana or Tennessee?
I forget what it was at.
One of them states.
They can't use you. You as no more. The slavery is. When you go to jail, you're a slave.
It's abolished.
No more. It's no more.
Literally, abolished.
For real.
In Africa, Germany gave this colony about 1,600 people like $8 billion. Just gave it. They give them reparations over there. America doesn't want to pay because it's too big. The bag too big. They have to give them everything.
So much.
America's a corporation.
Even if they did give it to us, all they're going to do is motherfucking... They're gonna motherfucking downgrade the motherfucking price of the dollar and make our motherfucking
whole because it's gonna fuck their money up too.
Bruh, they will. They will.
Reparations changes everything. Yeah, that's what you're doing at 410. That means that every black person got what? At least $3 million in their pocket? That changes, bro. You know how that changes? Yes. Every black person got $3 million in their pocket.
So why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they motherfucking lower the price of the dollar?
Even as a motherfucker gets, somebody gonna say, bro, chill out. As ignorant as you got a cousin, as ignorant as you got a family member, somebody gonna say, bro, look what we got. Somebody gonna stop.
In New Zealand or one of them countries, everybody make the same. Like, there's nobody above anybody.
A lot of countries, you gotta check the world news. A lot of countries are no longer Barbados and they got no more year they own, they got all their shit, all their revenue when they get tourism. You know, because nothing for that shit no more. You got all that shit going on down there. This shit happening for real in Africa. They taking that land back for real. This shit happening all day long, taking shit back for real, and then like you ain't getting, it's over. People ain't seeing it because they don't want to talk about it. It's over. That's why people over there are talking about it like, okay, since this shit is over with, we got to make this shit happen because they know it's about to happen. Black people are about to take back that seat. So it's like, get ready. They not worried about it. They just looking at America, what you going to do? Because you the motherfuckers out here that when you the motherfuckers is a real racist, because when people leave America, they don't deal with racism. It's about where you're from. People say, once you got the country, it changes. As soon as you got the country, you go, whoop. It's different now. Once you leave the country, it goes, boom, all that racism shit out the window.
Where you from? Oh, you from America?
You must got money if you out here. Right. You must, you, when you go into these countries, my dude hit me, this is what, 2006? He in Tokyo. He got the bitch on the phone. Black man is God. Black man is God. Black man fuck, I just want to suck, suck. On the phone. Yeah, like, I ain't even paying for you, bitch. This is how it is. You ain't going to the door. And I'm watching motherfuckers, they're going to, they're going to, they grabbing a motherfucker, want to touch you. They want to see, because they don't be around motherfuckers like us. It's different, I'm telling you. Shit changing, but people don't really see it because they're put abortion onto you. They put shit that you think mad. Like, motherfuckers don't talk about that shit. That's why they ask them up in Africa, but they get, he said, we don't talk about stuff that don't matter. That stuff don't matter. I said, do you know the population of the gay people? They said, no, I said, it's under 1%. It's not that many. They just push it to make you think that this motherfucker, it's not. You don't even see it. You come out, you don't see it.
Try to make more.
Because they recruiting. It's like army. Versus the army ain't that deep. Like that's why they have the army shows to recruit.
A Chinese TikTok slot look way different.
All the police TikTok shows.
They don't talk about none of that
propaganda
shit.
You see how when George Floyd died and they had all that shit going on,
it's so crazy.
It was anti-police and everything. They took all the fucking police shows off of the air, right? They did this shit.
I hate Chicago.
They minimized all that shit.
All you do is shoot black people.
All of it.
They crowd went way up.
They all
the crowd went about 1,000%.
What was it? Chicago?
New York was out of control. New York still out of control. New York, Gotham City, bro.
Law and order. What is that?
I'm not even going over New York. Blue.
I'm going to put it so fast.
Blue blood.
Santa Hatches on.
I'm not going over New York.
They might shoot them.
I'm going to go tonight to go to
Cat. But damn, look at this shit. They all out. That shit was motherfucking, and they turned the motherfucking still.
Take it to New York Presbyterian.
All these stupid niggas, bro. All these little niggas.
Just to let niggas know, it's Veterans Day today.
They got masks on.
Shout out to all the veterans.
Shout out to Ish, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ish.
Everybody got a mask.
Should have been here, Ish.
Word.
You know what I mean? But I know you outside. You know what I mean? You probably inside stragging. You know what I mean?
With some salt on the side.
You know what I mean?
Licking his thumb.
That nigga probably in a movie theater watching Black Panther.
I was going to the strip club.
Twiddling his feet.
But I saw him. I was feeling geek. I saw him.
Do 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 do.
45, 47.
Do 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 do. Yeah.
30, 35, 40.
I'm about to buy 250.
45, 47. If you do that, that's
somebody need to buy the 250.
That you should be dope.
Yeah, they knocking that shit down.
It's over, yeah. Watch, they put they all that property.
Yeah, the whole area is done.
They put all that.
They're knocking all that shit down.
Shit crazy.
They knocking all
they
that
got shit mumbles.
No, you still can't make the left on Arlington when you're in the junction. I'd be mad as hell. Like, when is y'all gonna finish this shit? When you're on a junction by the white porch, you know how you make the left to get the commuter pole?
Hold on, wait.
It's on that building. That building.
On all the time.
Yes.
They're not finished. That
white shit, porch.
They're going to leave that shit forever. Long day again.
You go straight from Arlington. You can't no more.
They're not going to let the commuter pole come up?
Wow.
I almost killed me. That nigga went head on because he wanted to go on commuter pole. Because you so wanna, bad.
I don't even go that way. I just go straight up.
If you know, you know.
Or go straight up. Wait a minute.
I think 56 nights crazy.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Turning X in the summer is crazy too.
Open bar is crazy.
Mushrooms is crazy.
Bro versus Raid is fucked up, man. Niggas ain't even trying to get bitch. Take this plan B. I dare you. I'm telling you, man.
Don't fuck with cats is crazy.
Over his weight, man. Your bitch be like, I can't get an abortion. What you talking about?
Whoa. That shit went left, man.
No, it did. That's how niggas really feel.
Sir Dumps a lot. This nigga.
When they dump.
Dump it up. Chris Blaze.
Pay that.
Dunkin' Hines.
Dunkin' Hines.
No, not Dunkin'. Dumpkin.
Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Hines.
That's it. You might have nut order.
Dunkin' Penderhughes.
Snigger.
Bitch, I'm trying to get bitches pregnant.
No, that's what I'm
trying.
That'd be his whole intention.
Michael McDuffie.
No, I don't.
I'm going to get you pregnant.
What the fuck you think my name is? It Takes a Village? I only got two. I'm
Michael
two.
Clark Dumpkin.
Michael Clark Dumpkin.
Stephen Ford.
Can't, bro.
Oh shit. Yo.
See? This is my look. This nigga, bro.
Stupid, bro.
It's alright. It's gonna be alright. We're gonna get you some help, yo.
If y'all ain't doing this, don't do it now, motherfucker. Wait until late. I'll be alright when I'm in my motherfucking golden stages.
Yeah.
Nah. I can't reconcile
with you. I was unadulterated. You're going to pay for that kind of entertainment, isn't it? What the fuck just happened? I need clarity.
Yo, that nigga wrote from way that, man. My girl can't get an abortion because of you. They go off that nigga, man. Whoever wrote it. Which one want the abortion? The reason, I'm just trying to figure out.
The reason they got rid of that.
Yo!
It's Wade! It's Wade or Rowe?
Wait, stop! Wade. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
This material, bro.
No, nigga.
London bridges falling down, bro.
It's so dancehall. That's all.
I believe you,
bro. They got rid of that shit when the insurance company said, "Yo, we got chicks ahead getting 5, 6, 7." They said, "Yeah, right." And they start checking up. They're like, "What? Oh. They get 8 or 8? What? 10? What? 13? What?" They never thought that.
Bitch, I'm hefty. You never got your period.
They never thought.
And what you doing? Women, 8 days. What happened?
A lot of the women that was like foot abortions, they always thought it was like okay for a mistake. You know, they thought
it
was like,
always
a woman should get an abortion. She should make a mistake. You know, they didn't think that it was like. Like, it was, like, the go-to thing. They didn't think it was, like...
No.
Like, listen.
You gotta understand, bro. Everything is on records.
Yeah.
It's records.
Yeah, records.
Everything is counted.
But the average person don't know that.
But you gotta understand.
You gotta understand the diabolicals of these bitches... Cause these bitches will sit there and motherfucking.
I'm gonna just go to $10.
God cheating, scheme. These bitches, bro, I done seen, I done seen bitches take other bitches' information and go get a fucking. You know what I mean? Whoa.
Hold on. I see it all, bro.
That's the mentality.
Nah,
you bitches go to pretty girls and then moguls and then look.
Bro, I see it moguls.
Pretty girls, then moguls. Where the fuck these places at, man?
The square where they sell all that scandalous shit. But the chicks where they sell all that scandalous. Chicks gonna catch a winner. Got him.
I seen the worst of the worst.
Uber eats me. I'm hungry. My stomach hurt. And they start thinking this shit like, what the fuck you mean? Roe versus Wade, motherfucker.
I knew knowing these hoes. Because you understand. You understand. Dealing with the prostitutes.
The objective. Hold up.
It's a family thing.
The objective thoughts of motherfucking this nigga has nothing to do with this podcast whatsoever.
Nah, you bugging.
This why you ain't been on this motherfucker. I swear to God.
I was suspended indefinitely, but I'm back. See y'all at the Christmas if you really love me. I was going to November. I ain't make it to the 15th. I don't give a fuck. If it's really real, Easter.
Hey.
Holla at me.
I ain't hear nothing you said. I really didn't hear nothing you said.
I think
you ain't watching, bro.
I really
I'm over here trying to listen. See, y'all two on this side talking about some real shit. He only talking
that's
about
why Henry said.
We
talking about real shit.
We not gonna talk about this.
All right. Okay. Let's get this shit back
music,
under control.
For the music, Nas dropped the King Disease 3.
Dope as shit.
For him and Hit Boy, that shit's fire.
Yo,
that shit, did you hear the track with the fucking Eddie Kane sample from the fucking Five Hawks?
Hit Boy,
no, I heard about three. I heard three of them. Yeah. He the reason that Nas came back like he had motherfucking...
Vibranium.
For real.
But Nas had to get his catalog back together, man. He got because his catalog really
that shit strong.
Off.
His music bag is strong. He ain't got his motherfucking actual.
Everybody don't know how to produce
fundamental bag
beats.
Now he's picking the wrong beats. He thought he was so good he could make the wrong beat dope.
Exactly.
But he wasn't no hook guy.
He wasn't the nigga that could take a regular nigga beat and make him hot.
He was a
nigga that was supposed to motherfucking
like,
lock in.
Like, he wasn't the type of dude that's gonna bring a hook
and do it.
And then Nas just spit. Rap, make it nice. So, like, that ain't his style. That's not his personality.
That nigga wanted to build his beats.
You gotta create the song.
Hit Boy was that nigga that motherfucker sat there with him and made them beats.
And I'm a Nas fan, but I remember after it was written, it was just like, and that was it.
Who's his?
That's why when Jay came out on Takeover,
who's
like,
Nas' main
producer? It was so valid.
Somebody looked
that's
that up.
That's why Nas said it in the song. Nas like, I listen to Takeover.
Who's Nas' main producer?
And I'm like, Takeover, because when you listen to Takeover, Jay look, was really like,
y'all don't even. I'm not even talking to y'all. I don't even understand what I just said. I said, who was Nas' main producer?
Like his dude's whole career.
Yeah. Yeah, like Primo sometimes.
He had Primo.
Didn't he have Static Selector too?
Static Selector. Who else?
DJ Premier.
P-Rock.
Nigga, P-Rock. Primo is Premier, nigga.
I don't know. I'm young.
Yeah, P-Rock, right?
What?
P-Rock.
This is what... Yo. Alright. Anyway. Back to real hip-hop. Back to real hip-hop.
I ignored that whole shit,
dude. You feel me? That's what he was really missing. He was missing a motherfucking real in-house locked-in producer.
But he had the clout. He just wanted to.
It ain't about having the clout.
Jay didn't really get an in-house producer until Just Blaze and Kanye came. Jay was already about to be out the game by then.
Nigga, who was engineering shit?
Google and all them niggas. Mm-hmm. But Jay was already... Jay, what I'm saying, Jay had the clout. Jay got... That's what I was just saying earlier. Timberland wasn't Timberland yet. Jay, boom. Neptunes was off Nori. Jay just got in that lane. Jay took it to a whole other level fucking with the Neptunes. It was just, he was so dumb nice. He was fucking with his producer, Jermaine Dupri, Puff. Jay started getting beat. Jay started getting beats that would nobody even wanted, and he would turn them shits into monsters. That's what he would, because he'd make songs.
Right.
Now he can make them songs. So now he needs Swiss to give him a beat. He needs him to hook. He need to get, so now, Nas was trying to spend that bread. Now he had a deal Jay had.
Right.
Jay had the money to spend more bread. Jay could pay Pharrell for a whole song.
What I'm saying is, at that point in time,
Nas wasn't on it
like Jay was.
Dude back then couldn't pay
Nas wasn't in the bread
Jay had.
To get
Kanye in house. That's hard, bro. That's different. Impossible. To get Just Blaze in house. Think about it. You got Just Blaze in house. You got Kanye West in house.
Personally,
you got other producers
as an artist and as a fucking a label owner.
What I'm saying is, he said other cat. Jay had people fucking with him from the city that was nice, making beats.
Yes.
And then you got a bomb team rapping with you. He had the perfect. They had the
perfect. You gotta know what team. What's bomb, nigga?
Nice like that, bro. When you like Jay make anything bomb, bro.
Yeah. Jay
that's
definitely.
That's what changed Jay from other rappers. He was able to turn shit that you just went. Like, even that shit on that Jay Electronica shit. That Jay Electronica got on like that beat. Jay bodied that shit. Jay Electronica got on that shit sound trash. So when Jay got off the beat, the shit just fell apart. Because he catch that shit, he got them flows. I ain't even a master of flows. I ain't the reason why you can't set up 4.0. Come on. They've been doing shit too long. He got it. Some dudes.
I just turned advance at
him. What do you think Drake do? Drake trying to find the same blueprint. Drake is the same type of rapper. Jay found the blueprint. Everybody hot, Drake don't fuck with. He definitely found the type of rapper Jay. Jay was the guy that got him a song and then took your song and made it better because he just was spitting. The game ain't the same no more. The balls go out of niggas' heads now.
Get your fucking lives together.
So, they still do verses?
AKL.
Yeah, it's coming back.
When you gonna do a verses?
When I'm gonna do a verses?
Yeah, they got a song on the video game that sounds like KO shit, bro. They got a song.
Hey, yo, hold up. Hey, yo, KL.
I think it's on live.
What's the last track that you put out?
The last track I put out?
Like,
think about the Google.
Google. Like, that's when you know you're on drugs. You got Google.
What's the last song you put out, bro?
We was thinking about doing a Bad Boys for Life EP.
Last product you put out. Last track you did. With somebody, by yourself, whatever.
Gio. I did a few features, but as far as you're talking about stuff that's out, like on streaming.
Streaming right now. The people need to know. I need to know.
Man, we're
if I'm trying to motherfucking promote your shit, nigga,
help you out, man. What the fuck is going on with you?
Yeah, diversity was last problem.
Nah, diversity? Man.
Yeah.
I'm shutting the studio. I'm opening that shit up. Fuck shutting it down. You gonna get in there.
What'd you
work
go?
Hard. And then.
Did you want Gio do something?
Mm-hmm. That was before that.
That was before diversity?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I got a lot of new music coming out on the way, though. That Confident One project still coming. You know what I mean? Got a few different things in the works.
Niggas working.
I got a project coming out with Head System.
Who?
The Head System.
What's that?
Local producer.
Oh, you locking in with him?
Yeah, he sent me the beats already. Like four tracks so far.
Some Friday shit?
You should do a song with the Big Head Girls.
Anyway, yeah. Beats fire?
Yeah, nah, beats fire. I would say it gives me like a early 2000s mixed with this era type of flow. Like, samples from early 2000s, but the way I would rap on it and the way I'm going to approach the beats, they're bringing more up to speed.
And the crazy thing is, you was in your bag back then too. So you tapping back and like that, then. Mm-hmm. And that's before you even hit the conscious. You just was flowing, rapping on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, I got some shit I need to build with you on as far as motherfucking business wise. Cause, bro, shit, time don't sit still. You know what I mean? And as I see, everybody is in this motherfucking room, that's motherfucking in this podcast, people that's listening, I'm trying to let everybody know, yo, capitalize on everything right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. Don't sit back and wait for somebody to motherfucking tell you, you should have did this, you should have did that, because that's too late. It's too late. Know what I mean? Don't sit back and let somebody motherfucking tell you what you should have had did. When you can be doing that shit right fucking now. Right fucking now.
I had something like that on my story earlier.
I want something to eat right now. No one, bro.
Where?
I feel like lately, with all the stuff that's going on, I've just been trying to seek knowledge, like, more than anything. Like, I feel like if you don't know what's going on, you're going to always be unaware. And if you're unaware, that's, like, the worst thing possibly, because so much things are going on around you, and you're not really focused on what's going on, because you actually are looking at what's being spoon-fed to you to say, all right, this is what's happening right now.
That's the true definition of ignorance, right there and there.
It truly is.
It's a grand awakening that's going on. I don't know if a lot of people see it or notice it. Up. Yeah. It was foresaw, it was foresaid, precognitive shit. But at the end of the day, niggas need to motherfucking know the facts. They need to know who they are, what we are as a people, and motherfucking know that motherfucking nothing that you thought was a fact, bro.
It won't be televised, man.
It's not, yo. So, this shit is so fucking deep in motherfucking the roots of motherfucking where we live. What do we call the fucking life? We call fucking society. That shit is so fucking hardwired in this shit. I motherfucking bring it up to. It's so hardwired. That shit is motherfucking. It's crazy. But guess what? All that shit is shutting down. It's shutting down and motherfuckers is waking up. And they know what the fuck is going on.
It's on you now.
They know what the fuck is going on.
It's on you now.
You gotta have that knowledge yourself. If you don't know, that's why I this is old to me. Like, this is, I've been
talking
about
this shit since 23
years
ago. Nigga, how many generations of it that's been going around?
This is supposed to happen. This, you see this coming.
This shit looks, it should feel like the Matrix.
You gotta stay solid because you gotta understand, them waves are gonna come to take you off your square. I've seen so many different waves, so many trends come through. I've just sat there and just watched it come through. It's gonna go. It's gonna go. So by the time I get to my 20, I go, you see, it's so blatant. Now you don't see even it. Acknowledge it. I don't
now
even,
you
like,
see
I'm
it.
So, I just walk past now this shit like, you don't see even it. Exist. Because I'm so way ahead of it. I see the bullshit coming.
I just feel that, so bad,
they coming on that shit. It just distracts. Like,
it's dust head babies right now, raising each other, like you were talking earlier. Like,
the household is like, yo. It's crackhead babies.
Dust head babies now, bro.
It's more crack
babies. Bro, these kids
here,
are
bro.
Young.
Nigga, you talking about
babies. Look, many dust babies out here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't saying this far as like.
They think it's just motherfucking crackhead babies and dust head babies. It's motherfucking pill head babies, molly head babies. The perky babies.
The ones that's having kids right now.
And then on top of that, we just had the motherfucking. The COVID babies. The COVID babies.
You know,
them little motherfuckers is hopping out running. Mm-hmm. Them little motherfuckers is born running. Mm-hmm. They outside with their eyes open, nigga.
Where all the babies I see, yo,
they just look so alert. Like, when you say something, they be looking like they about to say.
They outside with like, their eyes
like,
open.
Like, they really like they be ready to say, yo, what's good? But they just don't know how to say it. Like, their face be like, yo, for real? Nah, for real.
Everybody on go.
It's definitely
everybody on go. That's why I come outside. Yeah. I be.
I just want to know why you took MSG out of food. What are we doing to people?
Prepare yourself.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know.
You look like MSG. You look... If MSG was a person, nigga.
Let me get that extra MS on my fried rice.
See,
that
with a pair of jeans on. Like, what's up? Take me home. Put me in the air fryer.
Some MSG in my boots.
Extra MSG. Let's just start cussing heavy.
Yes, nigga.
How y'all feel about the,
We talked about this last week.
Nah, yeah, but it's different now because now they're talking about he's talking about he want to retire. They're talking about he's gonna have
to. You're only doing that because he's Muslim. I'm not going back to that.
For what?
I'm not going back to that.
How do you feel about Kyrie?
That's.
You're doing that because you're Muslim.
I mean.
If yo, bro, we motherfucking explained. We touched on that shit.
If he was lying, they wouldn't be saying.
You feel me? We touched on that shit right now. Like that, like fucking 10 minutes ago. We touched on it.
They don't want that conversation out here. The problem is that it sparked a lot of conversation, and now there's so much information out here. It's totally different than 5 years. Even 5 years ago, it was crazy. Now it's different. Now, bro, it's a different game now. Because it's the race thing is falling. The race thing is falling. It's falling back to how it used to be. It never used to be a race. So now it's falling to the point where it's classism. So in the classism, it's broke and rich.
It ain't even a little class anymore.
That's what I'm saying. The race don't matter no more. They don't understand that how many poor white people are out here. Until you get around it, you're like, this is fucked up. It's way more white people that's poor than black people.
Until motherfuckers sit back and motherfucking really step back and take a real good look at the board, bro, they're going to forever be lost moving as a pawn. You know what I mean? Right. And this is chess, not checkers. And we're trying to make sure that motherfucking our kings move as they need to move, bro. Don't motherfucking fall victim to the motherfucking game because you bigger than the fucking game.
Queens, too.
You feel me? Our kings and our queens. Don't be a pawn, man. Don't fucking fall victim to the games that's out here that motherfucking people are forcing you to play.
Don't be a good pawn to our demise, man.
Shit, bro.
The revolution will not be tight, bro.
That's it, y'all.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills. I got the CMOS gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. All everything that you need right here. At your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. That LLC is the IG. Come holla at me.
G-O-D. 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 What?
G-O-D.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.